I'm David Wittrock. One of the most contentious issues in next month's primary election is local, Measure O. If it's approved by Monterey Peninsula voters, it could ultimately lead to a change in the ownership of the water system from a private company to a public agency. KZU News Director Krista Almanzon reports.
Larry Parrish walks through a Carmel Valley neighborhood. He's going door to door, hoping to answer voter questions about Measure O. Parrish is with Public Water Now, the organization that got the measure on next month's ballot.
We're doing this to save ratepayers money.
Measure O could ultimately lead to the public takeover of the Monterey Peninsula's private water supplier, California American Water. Cal-Am is a supporter of KAZU. If it passes, Measure O requires the Monterey Peninsula Water Management District, a public agency that regulates Cal-Am, to study the feasibility of taking over the water system. If the study finds a takeover would benefit ratepayers and be possible, then Measure O directs the Water Management District to try to buy Cal-Am's local assets.
An asset like water should be in, you know, should be part of the commons like air.
For Parrish, public ownership upholds the notion that water is a common right, not a commodity. He's also an unhappy Cal-Am customer. A recent debate on Measure O packed a conference room at a hotel in Seaside. Afterwards, Public Water Now's managing director, Ron Cohen, said the California Public Utilities Commission doesn't provide effective oversight of companies like Cal-Am. As he sees it, it's a question of accountability.
Commissioners who are appointed by governors for 6 years, they're not elected. They have to answer to no one. I prefer a local government over a state government.
Measure O comes as the Monterey Peninsula needs a new water supply. Cal-Am is under a state order to drastically reduce the amount of water it takes from the Carmel River by 2017. It hopes to push back that deadline by showing progress on a $400 million desalination plant. Otherwise, the region could face severe rationing. Company spokesman Kevin Tilden.
We take the deadline seriously. We want the water supply project built. And for us, whether Measure O passes or fails, you know, we're moving full speed ahead.
To help encourage conservation, Cal-Am customers have been paying for water on a steep tiered rate schedule, meaning the more you use, the higher the rate. So, like a lot of people on the Monterey Peninsula, Scott Dick is very conscious about how much water he uses. He slides open the door on a rental property he's fixing up in Monterey.
You see the orange bucket on the countertop? So it takes a minute to get hot water. So instead of just running that down the drain, we put it into the bucket. The bucket water goes out into the plants.
He likes the idea of public water, but doesn't like Measure O. Dick is with No on O, Cal-Am's campaign against the measure.
I'm not a Cal-Am hater. I'm not a Cal-Am lover. This is, for me, about Measure O and its failure to be upfront with people about the cost of Measure O.
Like, how much will it actually cost ratepayers to buy out Cal-Am? Estimates have ranged from $180 to $500 million. The feasibility study will come up with its own projection. But since Cal-Am doesn't want to sell, the only way to buy it is through eminent domain, a costly legal process that could take years.
So when you look at that, and the data does not say we're going to save money by buying Cal-Am, why would we inflict an additional $500 million on our rates over the next 30 years?
In Europe, shifting water systems from private to public control is becoming so common, there's a word for it, remunicipalization. Cornell University professor Mildred Warner analyzed studies from around the world comparing water prices in public and private systems.
The reason why these communities are bringing their water back is they've decided that they can do it cheaper. Whether they can do it cheaper, we'll see. What we're seeing statistically on the evidence is that there's really no difference.
On the Monterey Peninsula, there's little question that the cost of water is going to go up. The region's water supply is undergoing a drastic change, and ratepayers will have to pick up the cost of the desalination plant and any other new source.
The question is, who's going to debate and decide those choices? Is it going to be a private firm that then sends you a bill, or is it going to be a public delivery agent that is somewhat more subject to public scrutiny?
While Monterey Peninsula voters weigh in on Measure O on June 3rd, this is a decision voters made nearly a decade ago in the Santa Cruz Mountains town of Felton. That's where our story picks up tomorrow. Krista Almanzon, KAZU News.